Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
6 school gardens to be established in Eastern St. Thomas. Stay with us to find out more. And later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Hey, Uma, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
May I beg you? Just memory yourself, little no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she we just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries will be setting up school gardens at 6 institutions in Eastern St. Thomas. Minister Without Portfolio J.C. Hutchinson says produce from the gardens will be used in breakfast programs at the schools. The gardens will be overseen by a broad-based committee comprising the Jamaica 4-H clubs, past student associations, the Social Development Commission, parent-teacher associations and members of parliament. 4-H officers at the schools will be tasked with the sustainability of the gardens. The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, will provide technical support.
We want to train these youngsters at an early age about farming, and they will be able to see the benefit that they can get out of farms.
Mr. Hutchinson was addressing a recent agricultural forum at the Duckinfield Primary School following a tour of farms in St. Thomas. He says in addition to educating students about agriculture, the gardens will serve as demonstration plots for farmers to learn techniques in order to boost productivity. In the meantime, Mr. Hutchinson is inviting persons interested in acquiring lands for agricultural purposes to contact the ministry. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is advising the public to be extra careful when purchasing green ginger. The warning comes against the background that approximately 204 kilograms or 450 pounds of green ginger, treated with the chemical Topsin on Thursday, April 13, were stolen from the ministry's research station at Orange River St. Mary between Friday, April 14 and Sunday, April 16. The ministry says if this ginger is consumed within 7 days of treatment, it can lead to severe vomiting, diarrhea, and headache. If you have an announcement you'd like to place on our Calling Farmers notice board, send it to radio@jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Ye shake manan, ye na shake him at. Translation, you can shake a man's hand, but not his heart. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin is conducting a household expenditure survey and needs your help. Save your receipts for items such as groceries, bills, clothing, and more to help interviewers collect data on spending habits of Jamaicans. The data will be used to update the Consumer Price Index used to measure inflation in the economy. Your information will be kept confidential. Look out for interviewers coming to your community soon. For more information, call Statin at 630-1600 or visit statinja.gov.jm.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, you can never know for sure what a man is thinking. Open expressions are not necessarily true reflections of the heart. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis for producer Andrew James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.